You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table. Welcome to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is Darren Clark, the producer of the show. And if you find yourself a perfectionist in your business because you care so much about it, this episode will help you let go so that you can see the growth and lifestyle you want. Tom Wilkerson, our guest today, runs a multi-million dollar company with just one employee. Listen in, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and share the episode with your business-minded friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Business Lunch. We are coming to you live from Punta Mita, Mexico at the Four Seasons. And I have my good friend, Tom Wilkerson, with us today. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So you have, even as recently as this morning, been referred to as one of the happiest guys that most people know. Did you hear Ryan say that this morning?
I was shocked by that.
Yeah.
Because
you're happy. See, you're smiling now.
I'm glad that I put that vibe out because I really am happy.
And you've built a really cool business. So you've built a business that is, I think you have one employee?
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty spectacular.
And the rest are just contract deals.
Yeah, and it's a multi-million dollar business. It's fantastic. And you started it from scratch, kind of from something that you were doing in the HR compliance field, basically.
I was really rolling in 2000. I was just solving my own problem. Mm-hmm. I had some compliance issues, and really there wasn't much online. So we just decided to put the training programs and the certification programs online.
So we met at the back room of a Witch Test One conference. And the teacher of that is now the manager of Digital Marketer, which is funny.
Justin was a real keeper.
He was, right?
Good guy.
Okay, so then we got together then, and I remember we talked about War Room, and you joined.
And I think at the time, you were laughing at me, and Ryan, I think when you introduced me, you had told Ryan that this is the guy I was telling you about that's never written an email to his customers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ryan reached up, grabbed me by my lapels.
Which is bold for Ryan because you're a full 2 feet taller.
What could you possibly be doing that's more important right now than writing an email to your customers?
I'll write one. So you had built that business and it was providing a pretty good living, but it's really blown up since 2013.
Since I met you.
What, I think simply knowing me causes that to happen.
I think so.
Most people agree.
You're like a great quarterback. You raise everybody else's game.
What do you think really changed? Like, what did you start doing differently that's really helped with that growth, would you say?
I think concentrating on the customer experience and really trying to cultivate our customers and nurture them and, get them to come back. Probably half of our business now is repeat business.
Okay. And how do you do that? Do you send emails now?
Yeah, we send emails to them and say, hi, would you like to buy some more stuff?
So what would you say from 2013? I know that you said focusing on customer experience, but you've doubled and doubled and doubled your business. What are the things that you've done to do that? Because I know that everybody that's listening would like to figure out how to do the same thing for their businesses.
I think a lot of it's been just natural attrition and acceptance of the process.
Yeah. And you built your own LMS as well, right? Your own.
We did. Software. I like to own the software. I want to own the code. I don't like using outsourced stuff.
Yeah. Had you ever done code development before?
I can't even set up my own email.
Right?
So
that's kind
of
impressive.
I'm so non-tech savvy. I'm a crane operator.
Yeah. How do you get into coding? How do you create?
Have a guy that was introduced to me about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And he's just been fantastic.
Okay.
And he makes it happen, and he's got an advanced degree in AI. And if I can think it up, he can make it happen.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
So you only have the one employee. You have you and your wife, basically, and then one other person that's an employee, correct?
Yeah.
How do you grow a huge business like you've got and keep it so lean?
With my crane company, Roland, I had 25 guys in the field and cranes and trucks. And it seemed like if we had one flat tire, we weren't profitable that day,
Right.
I just really figured out after 10 years of beating my head against the wall, I'm just not a good manager.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not good at that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's my expectations or my own shortcomings, but I'm just not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've really tried to avoid it. We have contractors, and then we have a couple of part-time customer service people that are outsourced. And so I've really tried to stay away from that.
So as far as, and it's really been just kind of a fantastic lifestyle business that's grown and built and allows you to
Roland,
fish and do all those
things. Said this a number of times to anyone who'll stop and listen, that you really changed my life. When we were sitting there in Austin, and you were talking about, business, and I was talking about struggling with letting go of copywriting and all the things that we had to do,
right?
The disciplines and content creation, and you said, you know, and I, like a lot of people, I think, in what we do and in this group, mm-hmm. we become perfectionists, and it has to be perfect and it has to be just right, or I can't let it go,
right?
And I've consistently been the biggest logjam in my organization from day one.
I think we all are.
So you told me that, you know what, it's about lifestyle to me. Mm-hmm. And if it's only 80% as good as I would do it, but they do five times as much as I would do, well, then I'm way ahead.
Exactly.
And that really resonated with me.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So that's when I started farming it out.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how do you, I know how I do because I probably told you the story, but how do you deal with, like, when you were doing that and you were going from perfect the way you wanted it to people that are great, but, mm-hmm. you know, only you, you're the only you. How did you deal with that from a mindset standpoint?
One of my strengths is that once I decide to do something, mm-hmm. let's do it. Mm-hmm. And I just, that really strongly resonated with me, Roland. And it was something that really made me pause and think and rethink everything I was doing in my business, that one conversation.
Right.
So it became very easy to let go. Mm-hmm. After the first week, I was like, this is great.
Right. Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you saw the benefit right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty
cool. It made sense. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't really wrap my head around it. And I couldn't articulate it the way you did. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was really an interesting time in my life. I had just had an AVM in my spinal cord and I was, going to be paralyzed from my chest down. And I really am just feeling so lucky to even be there
right.
at that meeting that I
right.
met you.
Right.
So it was, what's really important,
I like it. Now you work with your wife.
I do.
Some people say working with family can be a challenge. How do you find that to be?
She's a great, great administrator, a great manager, a great delegator. She's a great accountant, bookkeeper. And I have none of those talents.
Right. So you guys are kind of different lanes, right?
Absolutely. 100%. She says her joke is that I trap them and she skins them.
And how do you balance, say, work-life? Because you guys are at home. I know she's doing calls out of the house and stuff like that, and you're at home.
Yeah, I have a little office that I go to.
Yeah.
And that's really, been helped a lot.
And then when you come home, you don't talk about business, or you have a time for doing that, or it just kind of works out?
Roland, if I'm awake, I'm thinking about business,
yeah,
like you.
You're like me, yeah, okay. Yeah. And is she the same? Like, she doesn't bother?
No, she okay. can shut it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I think it's magic. I don't know how you do that.
We've talked about this also. I think that you can't teach entrepreneurialism. It's either in your gut or it's not.
Right, yeah, I think you're right.
It's been in my gut since I was 12.
Right. Yeah. So what's next? What are you excited about in the business right now?
I'm really excited. I think I'm amazed at the transition in the group.
Yeah? In the war room?
Yeah,
group?
In the last 3 years, it's gone from how to do Facebook ads to transition and legs and leverage exit and grow. And,
right.
There's so many guys in the room that are selling their companies for tens of millions of dollars and just doing
all
fantastic
things. All our businesses
are
growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of an amazing little process to see going forward, So that's been really exciting. And I'm super revved up to, I want a 10X. I want a 10X in the next 5 years.
Nice.
That's my goal.
And what do you think the path is to that?
I think I have the plan.
Yeah?
Because, another big portion of our business is publishing.
Yeah.
Some people just want a box of stuff.
Right.
And that's great. Yeah. I think I heard, I forget who it was, but somebody said it. They said, I don't care how you consume my content as long as you consume it.
Yeah. I mean, you're ahead of the game because 90% of the people don't consume it, right? Or somebody was just telling me they have a 40% consumption rate and they're like, it was Pete Vargas actually. He's like, we got 40% consumption rate and I'm thrilled because he knows it's like usually 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So as far as opportunities to 10X, just for people that are thinking of growing their business, do you mind sharing some of the things that you're thinking? So more publishing?
No, I think that right now, I think that there's a big opportunity in any kind of job training and skill and education. And back in the day, you got a job, you worked on the assembly line or doing whatever, you learned how to do that, and that's all you had to learn.
Right.
But today, you have to continually learn on and on and on.
Yeah.
And I think that it's something that, everybody's, there's really no choice. I mean, you know, whatever job you have, whether you're transitioning into something else or just keeping the job that you have now,
yeah,
there's a continuing education effort. And then there's a big push with companies, you know, large companies. There's a new C-suite. It's called the Chief Learning Officer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that there's a big opportunity there.
So, yeah, so basically then you think that it's going to be expanding into training all those other types of folks.
It is. And you know, there's no tech schools. There's no sheet metal shop in high schools. There's, yeah, you know, none of that really exists.
Take most of that away because of funding, right?
Exactly. And you know, at the end of the day, it's you know, I think most people, they're not so much after the training as much as they are the certification.
Yeah.
And that's really the leverage.
Yeah, I agree. So certify just new people and new genres. Resume fillers.
Yeah. It's like the straw man in Wizard of Oz.
It is, yes.
If I only had a brain.
If only, yes.
And he didn't have a brain until he had a piece of paper that said he had one.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty funny. I love it. Well, I know that you're very private. I don't know if you want, normally I ask people at this time if there's any, if people would like to get a hold of them or what's the best way to do that. Is there any getting a hold of you that email or
Facebook,
podcast or
yeah,
Facebook? Okay,
yeah,
so
right there.
On Facebook, it's
Tom Wilkerson.
Just Tom Wilkerson, yeah. W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. Okay,
yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing and being here today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Roland. I'm kind of honored and shocked that you wanted me to do this.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.